The construction of the Appian Way began in 312 BC by the Roman censor Appius Claudius Caecus. Originally, it connected Rome with Capua and was subsequently extended by stages to Benevento, then Taranto, and finally Brindisi. Rita Paris, director of the Archaeological Park of the Appia Antica from March 2017 to December 2018, speaks to us about the road.
Il suo tracciato ben leggibile ha origine
dalla clearly visible route of the Appian Way started at Porta Capena, at the foot of the Palatine Hill, and was lined and surrounded along its entire stretch in Rome and beyond in the countryside by funerary monuments, large villas and rural estates, crossing as it does a very fertile region.
Its importance was already acknowledged in Roman times, when it stood out from all the other roads and was called Regina Viarum, the Queen of all roads.
Sì, la Via Appia è importante perché è stata la prima strada.
The Appian Way was important because it was the first Roman road to cross the entire south of Italy to Brindisi. It was considered an engineering marvel and used primarily for military purposes. Its importance is also reflected in the fact that it was used to transport messages and for other official and administrative purposes, as well as travelling, throughout the Republican and Imperial periods.
The road was built using the local stone, particularly appreciated for its hardness, which made it suitable for paving.
La strada è stata costruita sul sedime della colata.
The road is built on top of an extremely ancient, approximately 360,000-year-old solidified lava flow, called Capo di Bove, from the so-called Latium volcano, in the area of the present Alban Hills, which has reached up to the tomb of Cecilia Metella, where the tip of this lava flow has been discovered during recent excavations. Hundreds of thousands of years later, the lava flow served as a sort of quarry, providing the paving stones for the road, which was perfectly preserved and maintained until the 4th to 5th century AD, until the times of the Gothic War.
The Appian Way has changed significantly over its history.
Vi sono state molte fasi dall'epoca romana fino.
There have been many stages since Roman times. After the fall of the Roman Empire, the road was abandoned, and in the ensuing Dark Ages, some of the tombs flanking it were converted into strongholds, such as the Castrum Quirinii, a castle built over the tomb of Cecilia Metella, and the Nymphaeum with a tower of the Villa dei Quintili. In the Middle Ages, the most powerful Roman families appropriated stretches of the road and expanses of the surrounding fertile countryside, fortifying their possessions and imposing tolls and levies on whoever travelled along the by then ruined road. Subsequently, the Via Appia and surrounding land became property of the church, called the Appian Estate, huge tracts of which were leased out to wealthy Roman families.
After centuries of abandon from the mid-19th century, thanks to the decisive work of Luigi Canina, the authorities started taking measures to protect and improve the Via Appia.
Un episodio che voglio ricordare prima delle più recenti leggi.
An important event in this respect was the decision by the papal government to restore and re-establish the Via Appia as a public thoroughfare, and the appointment of a papal committee, chaired by the architect Luigi Canina, to accomplish this in the mid-19th century. A great deal of work was required because the road had become extensively damaged over the centuries and was in very poor condition, blocked by ruins in many points, used primarily to transfer livestock and transport stone. The committee proceeded to repair the paving and the pedestrian walkways on the side of the road. Luigi Canina's extraordinary project was to create an open-air museum along part of the route in order to showcase the many attractions and unusual monuments for public enjoyment. Canina, inspired by the work of Canova and Valadier, decided to leave the architectural fragments, statues and inscriptions on the site, where people could admire them, instead of removing them to dusty museum storerooms. Canina's idea, though, was not to leave the fragments simply scattered on the ground, but to incorporate them in the restoration of the monuments, to recreate their original appearance by refacing the ravaged concrete core of the buildings with brick, tufa, or pepperino stone, and reutilizing the architectural fragments and inscriptions as a sort of new backdrop for the road. The result is unique and extraordinary, and the restoration projects undertaken today respect both the original Roman monument and the 19th century work of Luigi Canina. And we hope that, especially along the more monumental section of the Via Appia, after the tomb of Cecilia Metella, where these monuments and Luigi Canina's approach to restoration and his idea of an open-air museum may still be admired and appreciated today.
But why is it still so important, today as in the past, to protect the Via Appia?
Perché l'Appia ha un patrimonio che non è solo quello
Because
che
it is part of a heritage that does not consist solely of what you see walking along it, the magnificent monuments and villas, but which also includes the attention and focus it has received and its evolution over the centuries. As depicted by the so-called pensionnaires, the landscape artists and photographers who so admired it during the two grand tours. The initial grand tour at the end of the 18th century, which produced some extraordinary etchings by Labruzzi, followed by the photographic grand tour between the end of the 19th and the early 20th century. Since then, the Via Appia has been painstakingly preserved and maintained. The records of that period mentioned that it was used by 60 carriages a day, an enormous number at that time, and that people came from all over Europe to admire it and paint it, with the people and the carriages, because the Via Appia had become a famous tourist attraction.